Han pulled the yoke back and slammed the throttles forward. The Falcon leapt after the departing convoy, though not quickly enough to prevent a dozen blast boats from slipping into line between them and the last Sharmak.
Terran, retract the struts and bring up the belly shields! Leia, you and Zek, clear those skip rays off that—
A cacophony of lock alarms screeched to life, and a series of sharp thuds reverberated through the hull as cannon bolts stitched a line of hits across the Falcon's belly armor. Terran hissed something angrily in Hapen. Then the cabin lights flickered as the lower shields finally began to absorb damage. Han resisted the urge to blame Terran for being too slow and settled for a muttered curse instead.
Not my fault, Solo, she said anyway. You're the one who said retract the struts first.
You hear me complaining?
As a matter of fact, yes, Terran said. What is a three-fingered Shenbit Wrangler anyway?
7 fingers too slow, Han replied. Shift 70% of power to our rear shields, then arm the concussion missiles. See if you can get a heat lock on one of those blast boats.
As he spoke, all 8 of the Falcon's big laser cannons began to chug, and the blast boats ahead started to blossom into fireballs. At the same time, the crackle of stressed shield generators began to reverberate through the ship. Han held a steady course, giving Zek and Leia a stable firing platform that allowed them to destroy 8 blast boats in as many breaths. Finally, the load meters on both rear shields shot into the danger range, and Han knew they had run out of time. He rolled into an evasive helix, then activated the aft landing cams. He was not at all surprised to find a swarm of blue rings, blast boats silhouetted by their own exhaust plumes, glowing in the fog behind the Falcon. The gunners were obviously using the Force to aid their targeting, as his corkscrewing climb was doing nothing to diminish their accuracy.
Can we take this kind of damage?
Terran asked, clearly looking at the same thing Han was.
Sure, no problem,
Han assured her.
As long as the shields hold...
Both rear shield overload alarms began to buzz. Han started to pull the throttles back in an effort to trick his pursuers into overflying them, then recalled that the blast boats were being piloted by Sith, and they would see through the maneuver just as easily as their gunners were anticipating his evasive rolls.
Okay, Terran said. So what happens if the shields don't hold?
Did you hit that heat lock yet?
Don't get testy, old man, Terran said. I'm working on it.
Well, stop, Han said. Set a pair of fuses for a half second and dump 2 missiles without...
Igniting their propulsion units,
Terran finished. Her voice assumed a note of admiration.
You were a pretty good smuggler once, weren't you?
Before Han could answer or add an on my mark, he felt the drag of the Austin atmosphere rushing into the open missile tubes. He shoved the throttles past the overload stops, then heard the muffled of the launching charges expelling 2 missiles from the weapons bay.